This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
Damn!
In 2014, a video posted by Rob Bliss went viral. It depicted a woman walking through New York City. More specifically, it showed how much blatant street harassment women go through all the time.
That's not good.
Wow. Hey,
what's up, girl? How you doing?
A lot of men were shocked to discover what is an everyday reality for most women, the pervasive sense of feeling unsafe in public spaces.
If you grow up a girl, if you grow up a woman, as soon as you're a teenager, even earlier, you start experiencing these things. You get teased, you get harassed, you get sexualized, your body gets sexualized.
That's Julia Brilling, co-founder of the Berlin chapter of Hollaback, an organization which has been fighting street harassment in the city since 2011.
What we do is actually we have websites, blogs, and an app. Where people can send in their stories about street harassment, sexualized violence, and all the things that have happened to them.
Hollaback, which is now present in 31 countries, also has a map on the website that allows users to pinpoint where the harassment happened. All the posts are anonymous. One of the stories is told by a woman who reports on being in an empty train late at night in Lichtenberg. A man enters and begins rubbing her leg ominously. She confronts him, and then, fortunately, he gets off the train, leaving her deeply unnerved. Her story is not unusual in Berlin.
Here I find it quite common, and many of our stories happen on public transport, and that I find quite interesting, and also the fact that public transport, the BVG itself, does not seem to be making any efforts to change anything about that.
Julia and her team of three other volunteers moderate every entry to make sure it is anonymous and to screen out any racist content.
In the aftermath of what happened in Cologne on Silvester, many people were kind of using this image, this fantasy of the Islamic man as the scapegoat for sexism. And then we kind of have to navigate through them. We kind of making sure that we're not actually discriminating while trying to fight discrimination.
Hollaback is primarily a tool of empowerment, meant to give women a sense of agency and support, which many feel like they are not getting right now from the police or the law.
Usually if you speak up against sexualized violence, everything is turning against you and you're being silent. It's always victim blaming. It's always the person who was actually assaulted's fault.
There are signs that things are changing, though. This week, the German parliament will vote on a new law that codifies the no means no principle. Anyone who violates the will of another in a sexual act could face a prison sentence of between 6 months and 5 years. But beyond changes in the law, Hollaback also calls for a shift in the mindsets of men who think that harassment against women is not their problem.
Men really have to step up their game and assume responsibility, accountability. And even if they don't do it themselves, they need to stop their brothers from doing it.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Tony Andrews.